Well, it took you long enough. We've been waiting here.
Mr. Adams, would you step outside for a moment?
Why?
Because you irritate me.
That's an extract from the TV show House MD, but the amount of time patients often spend in the waiting room is an almost universal source of irritation for doctors as well as patients. One of the causes? Inefficient internal communication in the healthcare industry between doctors, lab technicians, and so on. Tandem Medical is a student startup aimed at tackling this issue. Cameron Perishte is one of the three students at the UVA McIntyre Business School who created it.
You look at the communication systems that hospitals use, and it's the same in Europe, it's the same in Asia. It's basically a combination of in-person communication and pager communication, and that's just so obsolete, and it's really holding hospitals back. So providers, we found, have spent around 20% of their time just figuring out who they need to communicate with.
And it's not only about efficiency, as Cameron mentioned, it's about quality and patient experience, and that's really important to keep in mind.
Fourth-year student Ripley Carroll deals with the sales and business development side of the app.
It actually significantly improves the care quality that these clinicians are able to provide, so improved quality scores, which actually makes these hospitals more popular under certain healthcare regulations, which is extremely important for them and really just kind of makes the whole system work better.
Their app has two key features, focused first on tasks and second on the roles of various providers. Perishte explains.
There are lists of tasks that people have, and then once you've completed a task, you remove it from the list. You mark it as completed. It's like a cross between that and something sort of like GroupMe or Facebook Messenger, which allows users to communicate instantaneously with people in other departments to resolve tasks.
As for the role-based aspect of the system,
and what we came up with was role-based communication. So we integrate with hospital scheduling systems to get messages to people based off their role. So if I have a message for the lab tech who's doing blood work, I just say, lab tech blood work, send. And it immediately ends up on that person's computer or mobile phone and allows them to immediately communicate and resolve tasks.
Over the summer last year, Cameron spent a couple of hundred hours observing the needs of healthcare providers in a hospital in Maryland.
Yeah, those doctors are actually on our team now, and they worked with us to design and build the software, which we're going to deploy in their hospital within about 6 months.
James Wong, a third-year student at McIntyre, double majoring in business and computer science, joined the team a little later for the development of the app.
We really got started building the product, I would say, like pretty much beginning the year, like January. And actually, in about a couple of weeks, we had our first prototype. But since then, in 4 months, we've made a lot of progress, really. We're actually HIPAA compliant.
Which means they're compliant with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.
Which means we're able to actually go into a hospital and they can audit us for security breaches, stuff like that. We're still working on integrating with hospital databases, EMRs, electronic medical records, or EHRs, electronic health records.
Eventually, this app has the potential to be deployed across the healthcare spectrum, and it is designed for both desktop and mobile devices.
Essentially, you could contact any clinician that has a touch point with a patient by simply clicking a few drop-down menus, and you don't have to know their name, you don't have to know their number. It really removes friction in the communication process and can significantly improve outcomes for these patients and just make everyone's lives easier.
After the six-month trial, they're aiming to expand it to the 20 hospital systems their pilot hospital belongs to. It'll be the initial step opening the gates for them to take this product down to the market, with a first focus on small to medium-sized private hospitals.
I want this product in every hospital in the world, ideally.
So this trial in Maryland may determine whether this new idea from some students at UVA will be coming to a doctor's office or a hospital near you. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.